Cornelius and Peter. At Caesarea there was a man called Cornelius, a great soldier in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were very God-fearing and righteous people. He gave generously to those who were poor, and he prayed to God all the time. One day, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's after lunch, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God, and the angel came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared at him, frightened, and asked, "What is it, Lord?" The angel replied, "Your prayers and all your good works for the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. So when we pray to God, God does take notice. And when you do kind things for the poor, God does take notice, although it might seem that life goes on anyway and God hasn't noticed, but he does."
This goes on as normally as it used to.
Yes, but the difference is that God notices, and he notices our prayers, and he notices the good things we do for the poor. And so the angel told him, "Now send some men to Joppa to a man called Simon Peter. He's staying with Simon the Tanner, whose house is by the seaside, and bring him back to you." When the angel who spoke to Cornelius had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a faithful soldier who was one of his faithful attendants, and he told them what had happened and sent them to Joppa. Now about noon the next day, as they were on their journey and getting near to the city of Joppa, Peter went up onto the roof to pray. Now in those days they would have had flat roofs.
Yes.
He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and what looked like a large sheet let down to the earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals and beasts of the earth and birds of the air. And a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Not so, Lord," Peter answered. "I have never eaten anything that's unclean." Because under the law of Moses, all the animals were split up into clean animals and unclean. And you couldn't eat the unclean animals. But when Jesus died on the cross, the law of Moses was finished. So they could eat whatever they wanted. There's no distinction between clean animals and unclean.
You could eat anything you wanted.
That's
anything.
Right.
Anything.
That's right, you can
even
now.
Snakes.
If you really wanted to, you could.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be a sin.
No.
Peter said, "Surely not, Lord, because I have never eaten anything unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time, "Don't call anything unclean that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back up into heaven. While Peter was wondering in himself about what the vision meant, the men sent by Cornelius had found Simon's house and were at the door. They were knocking on the door. They called out, asking if Simon Peter was staying there. So while Peter was still thinking about the vision and what it meant, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs." Don't forget, he was up on the flat roof praying.
That'd be a long way, long way, long way down.
Well, might not have been that far. It would have been like from a one or two story house down to the ground.
But still.
"Don't hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." Peter went down and said to the men, "I am the one you're looking for. Why have you come?" The men answered, "We've come from Cornelius, the centurion. He's a very righteous and godly man who is respected by all the Jews. An angel has told him to invite him to his house so that he can hear from you what you have to say." Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. Now remember that Jews and Gentiles are people who aren't Jews, in those days they didn't eat food together and they didn't certainly go into each other's houses.
And that was very unnormal for that to happen. And later on you get to read that the other Christians in the church say, why did he? It's like, I guess. against the law or something.
That's right. That's right. That's why all the Jews, both the Christians and the ones who weren't Christians, would have been shocked by this, but God told them to do it. So sometimes we're asked to do things that other people might think are really crazy. And that's part of being a Christian. We sometimes, as Paul says, we are fools. We look stupid and silly for the sake of Jesus. So Peter invites these men into his house to be his guests. And the next day, Peter went off with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa went with him. The next day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius had called together his relatives and all his close friends. As Peter came into the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in respect. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up, I'm only a man," he said. Talking with him, Peter went inside and found many people gathered together. He said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our Jewish law for a Jew to mix with Gentiles or go into their house like this, but God has shown me that I shouldn't call any man unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without any hesitation. What is the reason that you've sent for me?" Cornelius answered,
"I think him saying like that was a bit like, I didn't come for with any hesitation. I think always that that's a bit like showing off that he didn't have bad temper."
Yes, he was obedient, and I think what it means is that he said yes straight away, like Mummy and Daddy like to say to you, yes straight away. And that's how we should be to God, yes straight away, even if it seems a bit odd and we don't quite understand. Cornelius answered, "4 days ago I was in my house praying at this time, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and suddenly a man in shining clothes stood before me and said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayers and taken notice of your gifts to the poor. Now send to Joppa for Simon Peter, who's staying in the house of Simon the Tanner, who lives by the seaside.' So I sent for you immediately, and it was very good of you to come straight away." So you see, both Peter and Cornelius obeyed straight away. It's rather like Joseph and Mary when Jesus was little, obeying the angel straight away. Now, we're all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us. So Peter opened his mouth and began to speak. "I now realize that truly God does not respect persons. He doesn't show favoritism, but whoever from any nation fears him and does what is right, God accepts him. You know the message that God sent to the people of Israel, the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, how it began in Galilee after the baptism of John, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went all over doing good and curing all those who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did in the Jews' country and in Jerusalem. They killed him and hung him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the 3rd day, and he was seen openly. He wasn't seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had chosen beforehand, by us, we who ate and drank with him after he had risen from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to witness that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets speak about him and predict that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit, that's the power of God, came on all who were listening. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had now been given even to the Gentiles, because they heard them speaking in languages and praising God. And so Peter said, "Can anyone forbid water that these people also shouldn't be baptized? For they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he commanded that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and they asked Peter to stay with them for a few more days. So again, as soon as people believed, they were baptized. So it's not for us to think that the gospel is only for a certain type of person, a certain kind of person. It is for all people, for all types of people, people from all different countries, and we all need forgiveness because we all sin, and that is really possible in Jesus.
Even rough people,
but we can all be rough, you know.
Yes.
In some way, at some time. Just ask your brothers.